son of a bitch. Welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders, episode 424. I am your host, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosted One. I always try to mix it up, but you always correct me. The Frosty One himself, the Mug. Mug and Breakman, I think Eric is still doing something right now. How are you guys doing?
I think he's
I'm doing all right.
He's fapping. Is that the word?
Oh my God, Breakman! Really, right off the bat, we get harmonica and fapping. Really, really. Walking off.
Well,
the show.
I heard there was someone.
I don't know about you, but I fapped.
I heard
harmonica.
Someone special was listening, so I thought we'd invite him in nicely.
Yeah, somebody is special in chat that's listening.
You know, basically, what our job is to make sure she understands what she's actually getting into with you.
Oh, God. Do not listen to these idiots.
If she can survive an episode.
Oh, Jesus. If anybody can survive an episode.
And we say episodes, we don't mean TV series. We're talking about the psychotic breaks that ever happen every once in a while.
Yeah, with Mug especially, for sure. He throws like these epileptic seizures, which leave off harmonica sounds every once in a while, and that's what we're left with. like that. There's a good example. We got a stacked show today. We got tons of news. Get out of here, Mug. I'm walking off the damn show.
All right. I didn't even get through the opening spiel.
I know. I can't even talk, and I get a harmonica left and right here. All right. We got tons of stuff. Look at – oh, geez. Get out of here. His whiz and chat, I believe I know. Get you. Ooh, man. I'm telling you guys are pushing my damn buttons.
Let's see you exile this one.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm aware. I like her already.
She is immune from...
Okay, I don't see anybody in chat. My chat must be frozen.
She gets my seal of approval.
Yeah, for sure. Well, she's the only one that's immune from exile. I promise you that. Hey, Breakin, I forgot to... ask you to tweet out. Would you mind doing that before we get into the news?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. MXT joined chat. Oh, dear Lord. MXT is in chat with his whiz. This is going to be interesting. Lots to get to today. I would like to forget. Oh, Jesus. MXT, you're exiled. There's lots to get to today. Let's just get to it. Let's get to the news. Eric, are you back yet? He's still pooping. Breakman.
I'll go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mug, yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
I'll grab it. All right. First story. Coming to us live from Gematsu. Tokyo Xanadu for PS Vita is coming west this summer with Tokyo Xanadu EX Plus for PS4 and PC this fall. Good Guy Access is localizing both versions. they will be coming out for PS Vita both physically and digitally this summer in North America and Europe. Followed by Tokyo Xanadu EX Plus for PlayStation 4, both physically and digitally, and PC via Steam this fall. Winter 2017 in Europe. EX Plus is an enhanced version. Limited editions will be available in both regions, and including the physical copy for the Vita version is the physical copy for the Vita, the 5-inch deluxe Moriwaru plush, a Blade card game deck, a 60-page art book, a CD soundtrack, and a collector's box. Not too bad. Yeah. The EX Plus Limited Edition for PS4 is the physical copy of the game, a 9-inch deluxe White Shroud statue, which is not bad, a Blade card game deck, 60-page art book, CD soundtrack, and collector's box. Looks like the main difference is the version of the game and what you get. Like the Vita one, you get the little plushie, and the other one, you get the little statue.
Yeah, I think the biggest news on this story is that they made a game for the Vita. I think that's the story here.
I don't know why you'd want to get either the Vita or the PS3 version, though, if this other one has content.
Yeah. Eric is back from his pooping session, so cool. All right.
You have to tell him that?
Well, you know, I didn't know you were pooping. I just made that up, but thanks for sharing.
no, thanks for confirming it.
Yeah, thanks for confirming.
You're still going to the bathroom. That's something that people probably shouldn't know anyway.
Oh, my God. Really, Eric? Everybody,
dude, we're all humans. Okay. Did you never read the book Everybody Poops?
Everybody poops, dude.
Oh, I know that, but still.
Everybody poops.
Isn't that TMI?
Poops.
Yeah.
But I learned from South Park that it's the circle of life.
Yes, it is.
Well, if anything, I was pooping out all the bad I had to endure.
Oh, my God, that's TMI.
Okay, moving right moving the fuck on. Along.
Breakman. Breakman, next story,
please. I was referring to this stupid sham of an inauguration.
Oh, well, we'll get to that, Eric. We'll get to it. All right, next
one. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Coming to us live from Yamatsu, Danganronpa.
Dongon.
Dongonrampa.
You're like these two other hosts on other podcasts I've heard who say Mugen instead of Mugen and spell Altillier wrong.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, moving on.
All right, word police. Sorry.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Eric still can't pronounce Atelier to save his life.
Yes, exactly.
Danganronpa, another episode for PS4, launches June 27th in North America.
Oh, okay.
June 23rd in Europe.
All right.
Because that's the first paragraph and also the headline. Great. The story. Good job there. Yep. A $54.99 limited edition available via the NIS American Online store includes a copy of the game collector's box 32-page hardcover art book, 15-track single disc original soundtrack with jewel case, Warriors of Hope 4.5-inch diameter tie clip, Warrior of Hope pin, Kurokuma tie, and Kurokumo eye patch.
Okay. I like the eye patch. The rest of the stuff, meh.
I'm just curious about the tie clip. It's like, yeah, the shit I've seen in a game, like for premiums, like, that's a new one on me.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the tie. I want to see the tie.
Character wears a tie, so of course they're going to sell one.
Yeah. I've got a whole lot of ties. I like ties.
Not bad.
Yeah, I guess.
That's it.
Never mind. I'm going to shut up.
See it announced yet.
Yeah.
15 before the game launches in North America, though.
Yeah.
A 15 disc soundtrack. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Why don't they just call it a sampler disc?
The sampler disc is okay. I don't have any issues with that. The tie clip is weird.
It's better than a 5-track sampler disc.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. All right.
Usually what you get.
I can only think of there were only two games that I can think of that, well, no, that's not really true. Like that in recent years, like the you know, the only big game that I can think of that actually included the soundtrack disc in it was Silent Hill 3. That had the official soundtrack packed in on a separate disc. As far as just like, you know, just general purpose, like, you know, like universal versions and everything, not like the premium included with a bonus version or something like that. That's the only one I can think of.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next story that also has some pre-ordered bonuses. This comes to us from Gamatsu. Little Nightmares launches April 28th. And it's got a new trailer due out physically and digitally. I don't understand. I'm with you, Breakman. Why do they put the headline as the first paragraph? It's so stupid.
That's something that Gematsu and Silicon Era do. But I think the real news here is that this is apparently a game about Frank's balls.
Oh, get out of here.
It's poor writing, but
little
wait,
nightmares.
two massive big ones? I don't understand. Okay.
That's interesting because there's a pre-order bonus called Upside Down Teapot with his nightmare, with his little nightmares.
And don't forget Scarecrow Sack.
Oh my God, you son of
whoever.
No, that's what it says. I'm not making this shit up, dude. Yeah. It says exiled. Scarecrow Sack.
Exiled.
It's in the story, Frank.
Oh my God.
We can't help it.
You guys.
We're just reporting the news.
You guys are just busting my balls.
No, pre-orders include the Upside Down Teapot and Scarecrow Sack in-game masks.
Oh, Jesus. How do you know what my sack looks like, Mug? What do you... Man,
it's a scrotum. It's not. I know what they look like.
You don't know what mine looks like.
I have a fairly good idea because you're a human being, and that's generally the way it works.
Well, apparently his is deformed.
How do you know I'm human?
Or mutilated.
Yeah, how do you know
I'm guessing it looks like a rotisserie chicken like everyone else.
You son of a bitch. MXT says, so now that America is great again, can we have movie night back or GDP?
No, because America is not great again. So
MXT,
we can't.
I am seriously considering bringing GDP back on a limited basis. That's to be determined. I have to work out a few things on that, but I think that might be coming. But movie night will never be back. I'm not going to risk losing my channel over movie night. So you can strike that one out. But GDP, which stands for Grindr Dance Party, for whoever doesn't know, may be making its return. I love it.
Woo, GDP!
But of all movies to lose over, I mean, the stupid Power Rangers movie.
The Power Rangers movie.
It should have gone out on something better, but no.
Dude, look. Actually, was it Power Rangers or was it
the show? Yeah, it was the last movie. It was Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah. MXT is to blame for that one. So, yeah, you can blame MXT for hashtag blame MXT for movie night not being on. So, but yes, GDP is definitely in the works. I would like to bring GDP back. Gross domestic product, which will be nothing after today, but whatever. Okay, so that's the bonuses that you get for Little Nightmares. Eric, next story, please.
Next story is God Awards Feature Pass launches April in Japan. Second demo launches early February. Following a delay to spring 2017, the latest issue of Weekly Famitsu confirms that God Awards Feature Pass will launch for PlayStation 4 and Vita in Japan in April for 6,800 yen, and pre-orders will include two additional scenarios: Hyuga's future, and scenario that takes place after the main game. As they return home to Hyuga, Uratsuma and Kame are attacked by Momotaro's party off the coast of Mitoyo. And additional scenario two: a new enemy, where Kintaro's party, traveling with Kaguya, is informed that someone is attacking the Jade of Koshi. Waiwingam Koshi is a huge beast known as the White Tiger.
I feel like I just listened to someone rattle off like false stats or something. It's like I understood all those words, but not in that order.
Anyways, says the second demo, which is planned for late January, will be now be released in early February, like we mentioned. But it says it features a general merchant and shrine and lets you enjoy stages such as mountains and a fortress from the start of the game, with improvements to the overall system and operability from the first demo. Save data can be carried over to the retail version. You'll obtain a bonus depending on your play status. And the game's still due out in early 2017, which I think is somewhere... it was supposed to be somewhere in March, but it's probably going to be changed due to this delay.
Can we all agree that the best pre-order bonuses is content for the game? I mean, do you guys all agree? I think that's the best
pre-order. And honestly, I would say
only
I agree with it.
That you can buy it later because
exactly. That's what I'm going to say. If they lock it down to where it's like you only get this if you pre-order, then like fuck that.
I always wondered why more people wouldn't do that to get more people to buy their game at the beginning. Like just say that these bonuses will not be available for at least 1 or 2 years. You know, that to me.
I remember in the original Infamous, there was like a power that they locked off that was like a GameStop exclusive. That was like, you know, you had the little energy blade things that you could come out of your hands. But like later, you know, like a little later on, I think it was like 6 months later, they just made it a free download for everyone.
Yeah. All right.
Which is a much preferable approach.
Yeah. MXT, you are exiled. He's trying to get me to do movie night on Chatterbait or MyFreeCams, which I believe are porn sites.
do a porn movie night.
Yeah, porn.
Well, I mean, I would not know anything about that stuff.
Yeah, that would go over real well with my new woman. Let's have movie night on a porn site. Oh God, you guys are awful. Especially.
Oh, so what you're saying is she's uptight.
No, she is definitely not uptight. Son of a bitch. You're exiled, Mug. God damn it.
All right. The next article we could skip because I just mentioned it. But unless there's no issues with the localization, God of War's Future Pass will launch on March 28th in North America and March 31st in Europe.
Okay, we will skip that story and go to the next one, Breakman.
I hadn't loaded it yet.
Yeah,
don't you dare read the thing I just read.
Yeah, you're exiled too, Breakman.
Okay, coming to us live from Gamatsu, Knights of Azura 2, delayed to General 2017 in Japan. General.
Yeah.
Okay, General. It's coming out sometime.
Don't know.
Someday, we promise.
Yeah, someday. All right, that's the story there. No big Knights news there.
Isn't that usually code for probably not 2017?
Yeah, usually that's what it means. It's like it's in development hell or something, and we won't see it till if ever. That's another thing.
Well, I know the U.S. won't get it until 2018 now, probably.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story, Eric.
Next story is from Gamatsu, and it's about Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom, and now it's coming to Switch. It's the FDG Entertainment and Game Atelier, because he wants me to pronounce it that way. Because there is more than one way to pronounce it, but there is definitely a wrong way to pronounce it.
Ooh, fight,
there's
fight,
only
fight.
One way to pronounce it correctly for the games, because the way it's written is Atelier. So.
Yeah. Ooh, I like this. Co-host fighting. I love it.
Anyways, it says it will release Monster Boy.
Bring it on, Atelier boy. Sorry, go ahead.
Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom to Switch, in addition to the previously announced PlayStation 2, Xbox One, and PC in 2017. And, like, the other versions will be digital only. And anybody ever play the Monster World games?
No.
I have not.
What are they?
And basically, they're sort of like Zelda 2-ish, but maybe even a little bit of Metroidvania if you think about it, because your progress is locked by the forms you can use. So that's how it does gaining. And there's lots of exploration you can do after you get forms, because there's like hidden items you can find.
Yeah. Sounds cool. I never played any of them, but any Metroidvania game is okay in my book.
I might as well read the next one, because Wonder Boy 3.
Okay.
Is also coming to Switch, and it's done by the same developer, I think.
Okay,
let's see.
Cool. When is that coming out?
.emu is handling this one, but it's basically related, because Monster Boy is inspired by Wonder Boy, Monster World.
Mm.
But it says Wonder Boy and Dragon Trap vs. Switch will be releasing in addition to PC and other platforms, and no real date yet.
I don't understand, when.
But they are getting help from the original series creator, Ryuichi Nishizawa.
Hmm. I think the only thing that matters really is, when are we going to get the next D album?
The next what?
Tenacious
D album.
The next Tenacious D.
Next Tenacious D album.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Talk about Wonder Boy.
Yeah,
right?
Because as soon as I hear the name, I start thinking Wonder Boy. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Did that song have anything to do with Wonder Boy?
No, it was like it's just random weird shit, which is typical Tenacious D stuff.
I was gonna say it was
your power.
The random shit that popped in Jack Black's head at the time.
Yeah. I was like, because the next line is, "Won't you take me far away from the monkey muck?"
Dungeon Buster says the last Monster World game he played was the Master System version. It was fun. Weiland picked up the day-night version of the Castlevania soundtrack on vinyl, which looks awesome.
Actually, the Monster World 4 was actually, you know, it never came out domestically. It was localized for digital release on modern platforms. I think it was on PS3 and Xbox.
They kind of screwed it up on PS3 ago, because you had to buy them separately. It was weird.
Yeah.
Although I think eventually they did do the entire collection.
MXT says, you will bring back DMT. That will never happen. So there you go. Mug, next story, please.
Hang on a second. My computer's...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're exiled, too. You're exiled. I'm just going to start
shut
exiling
up.
People.
Bitch, you know what? I'm going to exile you.
Get out of here. You can't exile me.
Damn. Watch me, motherfucker.
Hey,
anyway,
watch your mouth.
Okay, I think I got
watch
the
your mouth. We got
here.
Virgin coming, ears and
coming
chat.
To us coming to us live from Gamatsu. Siberia 3 coming to Switch.
Yes.
Then I know. Microids will launch Siberia 3 for Switch in addition to the previously announced PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC versions, the studio announced. While the PS4, Xbox One, and PC versions are planned for release in Q1 2017, Microids said it will announce the release date of the Switch version, quote unquote, soon.
Yeah.
So this is the naughty version of it?
Yeah, the naughty version.
Yeah, not on the Switch.
No, not on the Switch.
Wait, what Switch are you talking about?
Like, I already made that joke in the title of last week's episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did Dom Sub or Switch.
Yeah, Sub or Switch.
I'm not gonna stop making those jokes.
Siberia 3, like Dungeon Buster said, has been trying to come out for years, but it's kind of cool to see it. The first two were pretty good, from what I remember. I remember playing two. I think on the Xbox, if you can believe that, the original Xbox.
I remember. I think I got that at one point, and I tried to get into it. It's just like it just you know.
It was a slow burn. It was.
Yeah, it did not. Yeah, it just did not click with me. I was like, this isn't bad. But
I've got
like
the original on Steam, but I haven't played it. I need to pick up.
It's good. Siberia is good. It's got a decent story to it.
When I ran a game store, Siberia was one of those games that took up shelf space.
Yeah. All right. Next.
Does anybody remember the FME like? Game called Siberia with an C.
Yes.
That was terrible.
Rings from Interplay. Bell.
Yeah. I remember
Rings
that
bell,
game.
But I can't think of what it was.
I played that game. It's awful. It's like a lot of those games, but it's like the Sierra games too. Man, those are pretty awful. Let's go on to the next story from Gamatsu as well. Frozenbyte and Game Trust announced Has-Been Heroes for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. So there you go. It will launch both physically only at GameStop and digitally in March for $19.99.
Well, Game Trust is their publishing brand.
Yes. Ugh. But there's an overview. I'm not going to bore you guys with the details. The link is in chat. And if you're listening to us on Archive, feel free to look it up. Let's see. Let's go with Breakman for the next story.
Me! Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Fire Emblem Heroes announced for smartphones. Nintendo has announced Fire Emblem Heroes for smartphones because Gamatsu has turned into our favorite website.
Yeah, I know.
It will launch as a free download with optional in-app purchases on February 2nd on Google Play. Yeah. And January 19th, you can pre-register the game because... in the game, you'll wage strategic battles and level up heroes from throughout the Fire Emblem series. You'll assume the role of a summoner and call upon heroes from throughout the Fire Emblem series to assemble your dream army. Sounds sort of like a certain game that I know about.
You know what I hate? When you send a file to anybody over Skype now, it'll just send it to everyone involved in the call.
So what? Who cares?
Yeah, notice.
And it won't let you choose a location where it saves to.
Mm. All right. All right. Well, anything else on that story, Break?
The maps are designed to fit your smartphone screen. Wow, what a shock! No, there's nothing else because I'm not gonna. After that, no.
I don't know.
I'm not gonna read the rest of your fucking story after that.
No, I mean that's a given, guys. I mean the maps fit on the screen.
It's designed really for the smartphones, but then they said the maps are made for the smartphones. Really?
Right.
That's lazy writing.
Yeah. All right, Eric, go ahead.
The next one is also about a Fire Emblem, and, I might have had that list, I might have just pulled that one up, but, oh yeah, Fire Emblem. Echoes, apparently I have the same article, but I can find a new one, but basically, there is a Fire Emblem Direct, and in it, along with Heroes, they also made mention of, Fire Emblem Echoes, which is... Excuse me. Basically, a full-bodied remake of Fire Emblem Gaiden, which was the second game in the Fire Emblem series. It came out after the original game for the Famicom. But,
yeah.
I'm pulling up the link here. But basically, in addition to that, there was a announcement for Fire Emblem. I didn't put in the links here because I thought we could just mention it because there's like very little details. But Fire Emblem Warriors is also coming to the new 3DS and along with the Switch version. But if you want the prettier looking one, get the Switch version.
Yeah.
But
I really want
some unconfirmed Fire Emblem game for the Switch.
I really want the Switch, man. There's so much heat coming for that system now that I'm hearing about. I'm down. I'm down for the Switch, man.
I bet you are.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, here we go. I'm going to read the entire article now. Says, Shadows of Valentia is the name of the game, or the subtitle for the game. It launched on May 19th. I'm sure that's the Japanese release date. But, anyways, it says it reimagines Gaiden on a grander scale. It features dual protagonists, Alma and Celissa, who will join others locked in a tragic war to fight in the continent of Valentia. Game offers free-roaming dungeons crawling with enemies, flexible character progression, and everything that made Fire Emblem Gaiden unique. It promises classic Fire Emblem gameplay with a twist. And of course there's going to be amiibo support, so amiibo figures of Alm and Celissa, or Celica, will launch day and date with the game.
Yeah. Alright. There you go. Let's see. Mug, can you go on to the next story, please?
Alright, let's make sure I got the right one here. Yes, okay. Coming to us live from Gematsu. Path of Exile is coming to Xbox One in 2017, according to developer Grinding Gear Games. Like the PC version, the Xbox One version of the action RPG will be free to play and contain all of the PC version content, including the upcoming 3.0.0 expansion that includes Act 5. Xbox One players will play on their own realm separate from the PC version's realm. According to Grinding Gear, this is because of small gameplay differences between the two versions, such as the number of flask slots and how some skills are targeted. The same
I just
content
noticed that nobody has ops in chat. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I don't know how to fix that. I've tried that.
Yeah, the same content and league release schedule will be followed across both platforms, however. And there's an announcement trailer.
Yeah. Watch the announcements. I didn't get a chance to look at this trailer before the show, but the screenshots look good. I mean, it's kind of an isometric type deal.
As long as it's still 60 frames, I could play it on the console and be satisfied, I guess.
Yeah. Freak 5 is asking who his Wiz is, and I told him that was my woman, and he said she must have bad eyesight. Why don't you ask her, Freak? Why don't you ask her?
Or like, okay, well, to be fair, she might have spectacular eyesight and incredibly low standards.
Oh, get the hell out of here. low standards. Why don't you ask her too, you son of a bitch? You're exiled. You and your damn harmonica.
To be fair, maybe someone paid her. Yeah, is putting her up to it. Someone paid her to.
That see,
to
I keep one.
I think it's funny the name of the developer for Path of Exile is called Grinding Gear.
Yeah, I actually question that myself.
You know what really grinds Frank's gears?
You are asking for it today, my friend. You are so asking it.
I am on a roll.
Freak 5 says, "I love Path of Exile. I haven't played much, and I have had it for a few years." His Wiz says, "My eyesight is very keen." So you fuck you guys.
So
fuck all
so
you.
So low standards. Then.
Fuck you guys. I'm going home. Low standards. You son of a bitch, man.
She was going through a dry spell, and you just happened to come along.
Oh, get the you. Oh boy, that's actually that's probably true. That's probably true.
I thought it was more like a term. It was blackmail. Or
this is true.
Extortion, maybe. I don't know.
You've got dirt on her, don't you, Frank?
You know, I do not. But man, that would have probably been my next tactic. I mean, if his Wiz wouldn't have said yes to going out with me, I might have had to get some dirt. And you know, I mean,
it's like on. I've got nothing on her at the moment. But ask me again in a few hours.
Oh man, Dungeon Buster says the holy harmonica of grinding. His Wiz is laughing. She knows you guys are idiots. See, I'm glad she has some sense. She knows you guys are idiots. That's what it is. All right, next story coming to us from.
I'm the only smart one in this group.
Yeah, oh, get out of here, you son of a bitch! You're not
aside
smart.
From me.
Oh my goodness!
Only one. Yeah.
Suddenly, the ego like, in this I've room never just seen, shifted.
I don't know about you guys, but I've never seen bullshit manifest in the form of a pea soup frog before.
Oh my goodness, man! This show is very good today. I'm digging
the,
it.
The ego of this show just shifted heavily. Like, it's,
I mean, Mug's
Eric's,
ego is better.
Eric's
than
corner just tipped over.
Yeah,
I know.
I
just gotta counterbalance Mug's.
Like, I know. Like I was gonna say Mug's ego like is bigger than anybody's on this show. Nothing? Dude, nothing?
Really? We've been over that. That's not my ego.
Should we call it the Trump syndrome?
Yeah, please take it off the table now.
Exactly.
Okay.
Wait, what? Those...
I had to take my ego off the – my quote-unquote ego off the table.
A.K.A. man boobs off the table. That's what it is.
Dude, I actually dropped, like today I hit my weight goal. I'm under 200 again.
I know, dude. The congratulations, man. I saw – what was it on – I very rarely am on Facebook, but I saw a post. I think you were – I'm not going to mention your weight, but you were like right there, like what your goal was.
Yeah, I was like 199.4.
Yeah, well, awesome, man. I got down from
277.
I was pissed off. Like I weighed myself again today, and I don't know, inexplicably, and maybe I shouldn't have weighed myself after breakfast, but I gained 3 pounds. No. I got another.
Yeah, never weigh yourself after you eat. You always want your fasting weight.
Yeah,
yeah. We need to applaud you, man, because that's. Work.
Yeah, I need thank another
you. And not a golf clap, a real clap.
Let's see. I need
do
another
you got any tips.
All I did was watch. What
I already ate. Told him to take it off the table.
No. Well, no. I said, remember, I was born to Jewish parents, so the tip's been gone for decades.
Jeez. But
in all seriousness, though, it's like basically what I started doing. I started eating under 1,200 calories a day.
Yeah, It is
that simple. I have not exercised one bit.
Yeah,
I'm planning to once I get out to Colorado. I think I'm going to take up exercising again, trying to get some muscle tone.
Yeah, just walking is what I've been doing. That's all I've been doing, and low carb diet. Like I've been taking in way less carbs, man. I've lost like over 40 pounds in like 2 months.
Nice,
so.
Dude.
Yeah, so
two months? Jesus Christ, dude, that's not healthy.
No, it's totally healthy the way I did it, dude. Just a lot of walking, a lot of water, and diet soda instead of regular, which I haven't drank regular in forever. But diet, water, low carbs, and a lot of walking.
Hey, wait, so, there's diet water now?
Not diet water, just diet pop. Son of a bitch. There is such a thing as that, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's homeopathy.
Yeah, it's so stupid. All right, so
in chat, they're
talking big time about the most gorgeous woman in the world. That's what they're talking about.
Me? Yeah, I mean.
Well, you do have the boobs for it, Brake, but, you know. All right, let's go on
okay,
to.
No.
That was uncalled for.
You're mean.
Let's go on to do a story from Gamatsu. Shineness, the Lightning Kingdom, due out
Wait, I have to say this.
What?
Freak 5 Chaos in chat says, I lost 30 pounds in about 3 months by developing diabetes.
It is awful.
I lost 100 pounds in 8 months just with one simple tapeworm egg.
Yeah, tapeworm. Oh, man. You ate a lot of raw pork. Yeah, I see. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Shineness, the Lightning Kingdom, due out by March 31st. That's the whole story right there. It's like 35 hours long, which I think is a fairly decent length. 30 epic boss fights, which is, man, that's actually really cool. The more I read about this, the more I'm interested. More than 30 magic spells, 20 different quests, unique crafting system. How many times have I heard unique crafting system? That's stupid. Load of great dungeons. Okay, that sounds cool. Standard fare.
Just say crafting system.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You don't need to put unique because it's usually unique.
Yeah, every
game has its own crafting system. Yeah.
All right, let's go on to the next story. Let's go with Breakman.
Oh shit! Coming to us live from Gamatsu. You did this on purpose. Utaware Rumono.
Utaware Rumono.
Close. Nice.
I love it. Breakman's like,
I'm just gonna call it Mask of Deception. I tried to pronounce. I tried spelling.
I just like. I like Utaware.
Freak 5 says, because if this is the first time his Wiz is listening, she might be regretting saying yes. You son of a bitch, Freak 5. You're exiled, man. God damn it.
Well, she's just going to leave the connection open, and then like she won't respond to any more of your calls.
Oh, Jesus. Probably, man. After this show, I'm fucking done. Like, she's just not going to answer the phone anymore. All right. Go ahead.
This game, Atlas will release a visual novel and strategy RPG hybrid. This game, Mask of Deception, this game we're talking about here, for PlayStation 4 and Vita in spring of 2017, which is vague and probably means June or late May, mm-hmm. followed by its direct sequel, The Mask of Truth, will follow in this fall.
Yeah.
Mask of Truth.
Yep. So. I think we're good there. The problem. Let's see. The price is.
The game is priced at $49.99 in America and $64.99 in Canada.
Can't get screwed over in game sales. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm.
PS4 version and $39.99 $54.99 and.
Why in the world is the Vita version worth more than the PS4 version? That's ridiculous.
It could be manufacturing costs because if they're doing a physical version, every Vita game costs $8 just to manufacture the cart.
Yeah.
Damn, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's 13 for 3DS games.
I don't understand why they didn't.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's stupid expensive to make those games, man. It's just that's probably the biggest problem for the
Vita. No, the Vita version's cheaper than the PS4 version. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Still, yeah,
it's $10 cheaper, actually. You're right.
All right. Let's go on to the next story, guys. I'm going to do the next story because Freak Riot.
Yeah, he's just moving on because he doesn't want to acknowledge that.
What? No, I.
You were wrong and you wanted to move on.
I'm not wrong. Bastard. I'm not wrong.
You were wrong. The PS Vita version is cheaper.
Well, why is it more expensive then? That's the question I asked you guys to begin with.
In Canada, it's more expensive.
No, I'm looking right here. The price of the game for the Vita is $49.99 here.
No, it's $39.99 for the Vita, $49.99 for the...
You're reading the PS4 price first.
Yeah, PS4 price is first price.
Oh,
you got them backwards, Frank.
All right, I got them backwards. My bad. All right, moving on to the next one.
Yeah, we got Frank Bruce Dahl.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, that doesn't mean the world's going to end, does it?
It does.
That means he can't be Pope now.
Oh, God. These guys are some...
Then again, the Pope's already fallible, but he claims to be infallible, so maybe he still has a chance.
Well, no, papal infallibility, according to doctrine, it only applies under very specific circumstances.
Freak
so
five.
Basically, it's their out for when the Pope says something that the church elders don't like.
Oh, my
Freak
God.
Wanted to say something, too, that... and, of course...
Freak, stop it. No Freak anything. Freak is not allowed to speak.
Actually, I will read this comment. He says,
"Speak no chaos."
Yeah. Freak 5 says, "And of course we know he's robbing the cradle. Frank is so old, he would be robbing the cradle if he started to date Betty White." Oh, you son of
I was just thinking Betty White.
Hey, I would Betty White, man. Come on. Give it up for Betty.
Really?
White.
Really, dude, you're going to What's wrong with you, Frank?
Hey, I would love to know Betty White. Because she seems like an amazingly fun person to be around.
Betty White is a fucking American icon.
Yeah, I bet she could tell a fucking lot of stories.
I bet.
And what's funny, I'll bet you she is totally the dirty grandma type. She'll like, just tell you the raunchiest fucking stories.
I guarantee it, man. Of all the Golden Girls, Betty White probably was the one to tell the best stories. Guaranteed, man.
Right. Possibly. I also got a similar
yes,
similar.
Yes, she's the only one that's alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also got a similar impression out of Estelle Getty.
Really?
Like Sophia.
You had the hots for Estelle Getty, man.
Not so much.
Yeah, I think you did. Let's see. Let's move on to the next story. I want to read this because Freak 5 sent me a story regarding this. And I think we talked about it briefly before, but I'm going to mention it again here. This comes to us from ParadoxInteractive.com. White Wolf partners with Focus Home Interactive for a video game adaptation of the World of Darkness storyteller game, Werewolf the Apocalypse. I love Werewolf the Apocalypse. I used to play it all the time back in the day. Oh, my God. You guys, I swear, you guys are fucking exiled. I'm walking off this goddamn show, man. Walking off. Become a security guard or something, man. Something.
You realize the threat only holds weight if you actually carry through with it.
Are you talking right now? Are you talking?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
I can't hear you, dude. You're breaking in and out. I just can't hear you, man. But this is exciting, man. I would love to play a Werewolf Apocalypse game. Just hopefully not PC. Hopefully we get this for the console.
I'm not exactly thrilled about the developer because they're track record isn't exactly great.
Yeah, but. I know. But you know what? You got to wait till the game comes out before you make it.
Although I heard Blood Bowl was okay. But Six Master of Shadows is kind of broken.
Wyland Exiled. Dungeon Bus.
Although Call of Cthulhu, that's actually – I heard that was actually okay game too.
There's a Cthulhu – yeah, I heard that game was okay too. But there's a Cthulhu White Wolf game too, if I remember correctly. It was Mummy, Werewolf, Vampire the Masquerade, and there was something else. I can't remember what it was. Let's see.
There used to be a pen and paper role playing game simply called The Call of Cthulhu.
Yes, I think that's what it was. I'm pretty sure.
But that's like early 80s.
That was, but I believe that was also White Wolf, if I'm not mistaken, or they had a version of that.
I don't think so. I don't think White Wolf showed up until the late 80s.
Freak 5 would know. Dungeon Buster. Oh, Changeling and Wraith. Those are the ones I'm thinking of. Yeah. Dungeon Buster says about time a game developer was given the rights to a werewolf adaptation.
I'm surprised that those two newer games and the last game before those was Call of Cthulhu. Call of Cthulhu was like late 1990s.
Yeah.
Call of Cthulhu: Dark Corners of the Earth?
Yeah.
Are you still talking about a pen and paper game? Because I'm thinking of a video game.
Freak 5 says he saw the post last night and tweeted it to me. I already mentioned that, Freak. But yes. Demon Hunter, Freak 5 says, or Demon and Hunter, Freak 5 says. I'm not familiar with those, but the other ones I'm definitely.
I remember Hunter, Hunter the Reckoning got a.
Yes, it got a video game that was.
That actually got a couple of games. It actually got like three games, technically, because there was one that was Hunter, and then there was Hunter with the one subtitle, then there was Hunter the Reckoning, and then there was Hunter the Reckoning Wayward that was on the Xbox, and it was a little different.
I remember.
Kind of fun. There was one
of them that was fucking hard. Mm.
There was one that was broken. I couldn't get past because it wouldn't trigger something.
Yeah.
A certain level just wouldn't trigger like it would what it was supposed to. Because I went online and looked, and it's like, oh, this is supposed to happen? Why isn't this happening?
It was a ton of fun, but like Mug says, it was completely difficult. And I once a game becomes too difficult, I just get too frustrated and I can't play it. It's not like the Demon Souls game where if you're patient, you just have to be highly skilled. And I'm definitely not highly skilled at those games. But Dark Souls and Demon Souls and Bloodborne and all those are difficult, but they're manageable if you just take your time. And
Hunter the Reckoning was also much more of a twitch shooter type game.
Yep. I remember that game very vividly. I played the hell out
of it. It bore more resemblance to like Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah. All right, Eric, last story, please.
Last story is from Structoid for a change. It's about how Galgun Double Peace has been banned in New Zealand. Hmm. I'm surprised it took them this long to get the game, but oh well. And now they're not getting it. But it's been deemed quote-unquote objectionable by the film and video labeling body of New Zealand, which in other words means it's no longer available for purchase or consumption through legal means in the country. They found the content too sexual with regards to rape and underage female students, which I don't know why, because the game doesn't have any of that. But
maybe they mention it, and that's what they take exception to it.
But the game takes place in a Japanese high school. Students are typically age 16 and 18, even though the ages of the characters are removed in the game itself. But it says, work is deemed objectionable in the event that it describes, depicts, expresses, or otherwise deals with matters such as sex, horror, crime, cruelty, or violence in such a manner that the availability of the publication is likely to be injurious to the public good. In other words, they're trying to be more cool shaders. It says, the publisher P-Cube appealed to accept restriction based on the sexual content of the game by stating that the game does not warrant an outright ban due to the cartoon anime style, but the lightheartedness of the environment, visuals, and narrative, the arcade nature of the gameplay, and no mention of the enemy girls' ages. And they denied it.
Hmm.
And apparently they also mocked the game's difficulty by saying that since it's so easy, it's obviously geared towards fan service, and because of that, we're afraid of younger players playing the game.
Look,
I being somehow corrupted.
I hate censorship. I hate when they ban things, because why can't you let people decide for themselves, like the parents? Like, this is the core of the issue right here. It's the same thing. It's actually worse with horror movies and rated, like, NC-17 and all those type of movies. Because if they ban it, they ban it for adults.
The game already has something similar to an M rating in other countries.
Yeah, if it has an M rating or the equivalent, like, it's up to the parents to decide whether or not they want to buy that damn game. Like, I don't understand. Like, get involved with your children. You know, know what they're playing and act accordingly. If they happen to get...
But that's hard.
I know, man. I'm asking...
Well, we should do away with these regulatory boards who obviously don't know what they're doing.
Mm. But I don't know.
The thing is, with these, most of the ones... Like, actually, the ESRB...
Well, Australia's is actually government-based. I think New Zealand's...
Government-based ones are the ones that are fucked up.
Mm. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Like you're... You mean to tell me that you don't trust – New Zealand doesn't trust its parents enough to monitor what their kids are playing? Like, seriously, you have to step in and do things. It makes
zero sense. A lot of that is going to be due to lobbying from, like, parents groups and shit like that.
Yeah, well, fuck them, man. I mean, seriously, yeah, fuck them. Like, do your job as a parent. Like, honestly, that's just ridiculous. All right. That's the end of the news. We rail against censorship all the time on this show, so it's no – I mean, why wouldn't we feel that way about that story? But
at least the publisher tried. I mean, like, a freaking cowardly company like Namco Bandai will be lazy and change the game entirely for every region just so they can release it in every region without hassle.
Yeah. All right, let's move on, guys. That's the end of the news.
They took DBZ, Dragon Ball Fusions, and took the swords and made them wooden sticks. That's so stupid.
Yep. All right, let's move on, guys, to homie discounts. Looks like we got a PSN flash sale, which includes Dark Cloud 2 for less than $5. Dark Cloud 2 is an excellent game. I think it's very underrated.
There's actually some crazy good deals on there. You can get Okami HD for $4.89.
Yeah, that's
great. Castlevania Symphony of the Night for $3.99. They've actually got, like, this isn't an RPG, but it's worth noting that, like, you know, for whatever reason, Spider-Man games tend to disappear from digital storefronts, but you can get Shattered Dimensions for $5.
That's a good deal. That's a good deal. Good game.
Yeah. Skullgirls Second Encore is $5. Let's see. Like, they've got a bunch of Telltale games. Child of Light Ultimate Edition is $4.94. Let's see. Looking at some of this stuff. Oh, the Devil May Cry HD Collection is $3, which is crazy. Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition is $4.49, which is an awesome game. You should totally play that. Shadow of the Colossus is $3.99. Borderlands 2 is $4.99.
I love Shadow of the Colossus. I played the original version and the HD version, and they're both fantastic.
Yeah. Rayman Origins is $4.99. Outland is, I think, $4.99. Deus Ex Director's Cut, I think, is under $5. Let's see what else.
That's a good game.
Yeah, Valiant Hearts The Great War is $4.94. Let's see. All right, Metro PS4 ports are $4.99 a piece. Risk of Rain, which is, I think that's an RPG, is $4.
Is this an extensive list?
Yeah, I think
list?
It's like sort of roguelike-ish.
Yeah.
Is this extensive? Do we have any more, or can we move on then?
Now, the list isn't very big, but it's big enough that we can probably move on.
Yeah, if you
I should say that, like, the list is actually pretty large. There's 14 pages of it with like 12 games.
Are they adding more games? Because last time I looked, there was only like 12 pages.
Let's just move on, man. We've got stuff to do.
Here. Oh yeah, I'm just saying. Like, I just wanted to point out some of the noteworthy stuff. I mean, if you have a PlayStation system, you know, then check it out. There's some good shit on there for good prices.
Yeah.
Although most of them are PS Plus, aren't they?
No, this is just flash sale stuff. Oh, I'm not seeing any yellow prices.
All right, let's move on, guys. Twitter questions. Breakman, do you have any Twitter questions this week? Breakban is on assignment right now. So let's move on to – I actually have a new segment this week. I thought about it, and I know we do Stinkos and Sweetos and stuff like that, but I was at the dollar store, and I was thinking, like, everything in the dollar store is super cheapy. You know, it's a dollar. Like, it could be – like, I always buy headphones there because, you know – it's super cheap. It's a dollar, you know, for a pair of headphones that'll at least last me a month or so. So I stopped in there to get some headphones, and I saw this sign that says "Item of the Week." and I was thinking, like, it's a cheap store, and we always talk about cheap, like people or cheap moves or stuff like that. So instead of being Item of the Week, W-E-E-K, our segment is Item of the Week, W-E-A-K. So basically
– like Flavor of the Week by Frontline Assembly, circa 1997.
Yeah, or like –
wouldn't that be too similar to Stinko, though?
No. Let me explain. Much like Mugg's Harmonica, which could get that Item of the Week every week. Oh, Jesus. The weakest thing that happened to you or the weakest newsworthy story or anything weak you want to mention – mine happens to tie into the Stinko this week, and I know we have a few people that are going to be talking the inauguration, but to me, Donald Trump is weak, and I'll tell you why. First off, he pledged that all of the bikers for Trump were going to be at the inauguration. I didn't see too many bikers there. He also said it was the biggest crowd of any inauguration, which is patently false. If you look at the difference between Obama's inauguration and today's debacle, it's very clear who had more people there.
I mean, like orders, like several times over.
Yeah, it wasn't even close. And his bravado is so weak. Like he is weak minded. So he gets my Item of the Week, his inauguration. And if you guys don't have anything, I know I kind of sprung this on you, but if you have something, speak up. If not, then we will move on. Anything from you, Mug or Eric, or if Break is back?
I don't have anything that I can think of offhand.
All right.
No.
Breakman, are you back? Not yet. Okay, so we'll get the Twitter questions in a minute. What are you
so guys? Is this like a Stingo, but it's specifically an article?
No, it doesn't have to be an article. It could just be something that's weak. Like because we've seen a lot of weakness in politics. I'm sure you could pull a lot from there. Sometimes we always have – like sometimes we have two Stinkos. You might throw one in the weak section. So it just gives us an outlet.
I'll tell you what. It's slightly a Sweeto, but Chelsea Manning's finally being released. But 5 months.
Yeah.
I'm worried that Trump's going to undo that in that 5 months.
I doubt it. I doubt he can do that now. He's got so much.
Can you undo a presidential commutation?
I think you can.
I have no idea.
Look, he's so stupid. Like, he's got so many dumb things that he wants to try to do that it's not – hopefully it just flies under the radar and shit happens, you know. So, you know what? Dungeon Buster
said something. But I think it's weak because, like, why 5 months? Why not now? She's been there for, what, 10 years now?
Yeah. I know. No, 7 years is what she's been there. But
I don't know, the more I learn about that whole Chelsea Manning thing, the less certain I'm the less certain I am that I agree with the commutation of her sentence.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think she's quite the hero of free speech that people are making her out to be.
I'm with you, Mug, but I'm still leaning on she is a hero because any whistleblowing is actually pretty fucking good in my book, as long as it's not detrimental to the United States.
As long as it's not Assange level or WikiLeaks. So. Yeah.
WikiLeaks is a con artist. Yeah. I hate him.
Okay.
I hate him.
All right.
So
let's move on, continue. Guys. What have you guys been playing? I've been playing my usual Marvel Puzzle Quest, my dorky Match 3 Marvel game. I did happen today to get Doctor Strange, which I was super excited for. So, yay me. I had to give up Daken. But that's a good trade in mind. Daken, he's Wolverine's son. He has a lot of the same abilities as Wolverine. But, sometimes you have to give up something to get something else. So that's what happened. Eric, what have you been playing?
I played excuse me, a little bit more of Yasuke Zero. Not too much more. I think I tried playing it, and I was just way too tired that day, so I just stopped and went to bed early. But I've been feeling like that all week. I've been just feeling yucky all week. It's either due to just being tired because of work tiring me out, or the weather changing and me feeling like crap, kind of like today.
It sounds like
I'm feeling a little bit better now.
Sounds like you need a vacation, dude. That's
I did take a vacation day. I did, because I knew I'd be probably feeling like crap.
All right, what else?
And it was mostly to recover from all the soreness I was getting at work. But and aside from that, I've been playing more Ace Attorney Justice for All, and played a little bit of Dragon Quest VIII for the 3DS before
yes!
it started.
Yes, the greatest game of all time. Is it every bit as good?
Not.
As- Is it, every, is it every bit as good as the PS3 version, Eric?
There's no
PS2 version.
Oh, I'm sorry, the PS2 version.
Let's see. It's missing the symphonic soundtrack, but I guess that's okay considering the original game didn't even have that. And licensing issues prevented from being used again. But I was worried a little bit about the quality of the voice sampling because of the videos on the internet. Had terrible sampling, but the actual game sounds fine.
Okay. All right.
But it might be a new 3DS issue. And there is a couple quality of life things that I kind of expected would be in it that aren't, but there are some other things that are in it that I didn't expect. Like, there's no quick auto battle button, but there is a button that in the menu that like speeds up the battle significantly.
Yeah.
And the game actually runs at 60 in that mode for whatever reason. But it's like super fast anyway, so it's kind of pointless.
Mm. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Eric?
One thing I did like in the game is that when you're selling objects, you can use the X and Y buttons to change the quantities of the items, so you could sell up before you sell everything. Which has been annoying in every other Dragon Quest because you'd have to sell individually. Yeah. So that's a nice improvement.
Yeah.
But I'll have to tell you more later once I get like the access to Mori and Red, so
okay.
I can tell you how they play.
All right, that's actually interesting to me. Two new characters. Anything else, Eric? Before we.
And that's all I've really been playing.
All right. Break. Let's go back to Twitter questions. Any Twitter questions, Break, before I get to what you and Mug been playing?
Oh, okay. Let me see here. Twitter. Well, let's see what Freak Five sent us. Let me see here. I know it's just you talking about the videos that were sent by Waylon.
Oh, we'll get to that. I'll be talking about that very, very soon.
Good, great.
All right, Breakman, I think you've been playing a little bit of Killer Instinct, right? Is that what you've been playing?
That was a while ago.
Oh, okay.
It took him a while to upload the videos.
Okay. What have you been playing, Break?
Although I did just download the second season for free, so
shit! So we're gonna have to get some more videos from you and Wylan. Yeah. I'm sure they were great, great videos.
Yeah, great, wonderful.
I suspect the matches were a little bit one-sided.
Oh, anybody that follows Wylan on Twitter, you gotta check out these videos. They're amazing. All right,
mostly I've been playing Fallout 4. And I found out something interesting. Apparently, you can romance multiple characters, and none of the other characters give a shit.
Huh? Wow.
So like, you can have multiple people loving you, and they're all like, ah, that's cool. And you get bonuses for doing it. So now I'm gonna.
He's got a little harem going on there, Break. It sounds like. Is it a mixture of guys and girls, or just girls?
If the guys give me bonuses.
I love it. That's awesome.
Kind of shameless.
Yeah, it's shameless.
It's true.
Okay.
There is no shame here.
Anything else, Break?
And Record Keeper.
Oh,
Just lots of Record Keeper.
Yeah. All right, Mug, what have you been playing?
Well, I played a teeny tiny bit of Final Fantasy XV.
Mm-hmm.
And
mostly just kind of dicking around with like the open combat thing that they do whenever the game's installing. Just trying to get a feel for how it worked.
He's said dicking.
What's that?
He said dicking.
Anyway, but now it's like I'm reading some of the stuff about it. It's like with all the patches and stuff that they've got coming out this year and stuff where they're actually adding story content and everything to it. And I'm thinking, like, should I even play this game yet? But aside from that, I also have been playing Rise of the Tomb Raider, which is a ridiculously pretty game.
Oh,
and it's
God.
Interesting. It's like just how much, like how incredibly gamey some of it is. Like, because they've added in a lot more of like the hidden tombs and stuff to explore.
Yep.
And they're so like overtly like this is very obviously designed to work like a video game puzzle kind of stuff.
Yeah. I was watching Rad Brad play Rise of the Tomb Raider, and that game looks awesome, man. Looks really good.
I mean, it is really easy.
Yeah.
At least so far, I've not run into anything. I think I'm several hours into it. I died once, and that was just, or no, I should say, like I've died a couple times from falling, and I've only died once from the environmental hazards. Because, you know, like in the original Tomb Raider, there were tons and tons and tons of them. You would die like constantly in all these really gruesome ways. That's only happened once to me. Because thus far it hasn't been full of all the set pieces and everything.
The original was really about trial and error, so this one isn't. And
yeah,
it's like remember what killed you this time, so you avoid it.
Yeah, I mean, I loved the Tomb Raider reboot, but no, it's pretty enjoyable, and but it is a game that's like it's very much kind of a victim of modern game design, where everything is like, listen, how obvious can we make everything? Mm.
It's a
good game, but it's not a great game. It's like, and honestly, it feels kind of like some of the Assassin's Creeds in that it's like, if you were to turn off some of these functions, you would have a better game overall.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't like overload the player with so much information that just kind of like, you know, streamlines everything to such an extent.
Hmm. Yeah, that sucks, man. That really sucks. I'm looking at chat. Freak 5's furry little stripper died yesterday. That really sucks, man. Sorry to hear that. Freak 5, I believe that was his hamster.
The hamsters, it's sad, but they don't live long.
Yeah,
how long do hamsters live? Like a couple of years?
Yeah, if that, man. They don't live long at all. But he apparently died from stuffing too much food in their cheeks and suffocating herself. To which you said, Breakman, what did you say?
I asked, well, a little backstory. It's called the furry little, he called it the furry little stripper, and I asked if it OD'd.
Yeah.
That's how most strippers die.
Right. But the way it looked like, it's like when Freak 5 said it looked like he shoved too much food into her cheeks and suffocated herself, that's how most strippers die. Like right after, that's what he said. All right, let's see. What am I missing here? Okay, we're on to Stinkos, I believe.
Oh yeah, they've only had her 2 weeks. Wow.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Yeah, that sucks. Get her a less fragile animal, maybe.
Yeah, Stinko. Stinkos of the week. Eric, do you have a Stinko this week?
Having to deal with shitty health. I mean, I just feel yucky all day today.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that sucks, man. You'll get better.
I think when the weather changes so rapidly, my body just can't handle it.
Yeah, the weather around here has been crazy.
It was like 38 yesterday. Now it's like 56 now.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric, or is that it?
Well, I think everybody's stinko is inauguration.
No, Breakman's got something different. Breakman, what do you...
You want to play the video for chat? Play it for everyone. This is my stinko.
Yeah, I don't have video, but...
the video that I sent you, you can't play that?
I can play it, but all it has is... I will do a play-by-play, but I can't show video on the stream, but I'm gonna play this video. I'll tell you what's going on, because I have not seen this video yet, so I'm gonna play it. Does it have audio or is it just video?
No, this is that is that is the video that we were given by the company that lives across the street, and they happened to catch it all on surveillance video.
Okay,
which is rare.
Breakman is referring to a hit and run that happened. Holy cow! Wow! What I just witnessed was this car going really fast down the street.
Paste the link in chat.
Huh?
Oh, can you paste the link in chat?
I can't, but. No, it's not a link.
I gave the video to you guys on Skype.
Yeah,
it's. Did you?
I don't know how I can play. I tried to.
Wait, did this happen to you, or is this something you managed to catch?
No,
this is what happened. Remember last week when I suddenly left during the show?
Yes, we all remember.
This is why. This is what happened.
Yeah, there was a car that
Mrs. Brakeman. Well, go ahead and you're watching the video. I'll tell what happened. Mrs. Brakeman ran in here and said, "You gotta come out here." And I walk outside in my t-shirt, and it's kind of chilly out there and raining, and I'm really confused because her car wasn't out there. And I look up the street, and her car's like wrecked in a tree. I'm like, "What the shit is going on?" So I run inside, grab my jacket, run out, and then I realized that her car had been hit, which is what Frank just watched on the video. Her car was parked in front of our house, and they knocked it about 50 yards.
Yes, and it completely destroyed the car. I'm just glad
Do you want to tell them the story?
If that tree wasn't there, you'd probably be hit.
I'm really glad that Mrs. Brakeman was not in that car, Brakeman.
Yeah.
That's insane. Wow.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, like, she was in it not too long before it happened, too.
Did you catch the jackass that did that?
No, see, that's the thing, that he hit it, and I ran out there to go after him, and that's when they hit their gas and started driving away. We're not it.
The first person that comes out is me.
Yeah, you came out, that's what I said, you came and caught me. Came and got me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway.
I'm watching it now.
So, yeah, so they hit it and knocked about 50 yards, and somehow they were able to drive away. I run after them, but they just kept driving.
I hope the police, like, really keep watch of all the local, like, auto detail shops, because they can tell the make and model of that car from that video. Like, it shouldn't
Jesus,
be
Jesus, dude.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean,
they
plowed right along.
Yeah.
Yep. They didn't break at all until they got hit, and I think that was just their car breaking at that point.
That's crazy. That sucks. Like I said, I'm glad everybody's
The thing, we, and I'll get to Sweetos, what's going on with what we know. I'll tell you more when I get to the Sweetos. But yeah, that the Stinko is her car. It was totaled, and some asshole, maybe drunk, maybe high on heroin, hit and ran. Yeah. They didn't check to see if there was any, if they'd hurt anybody or anything like that.
Yeah, my guess it's drunkenness.
And to add to it, the cops took what, 2 hours to get here?
Oh,
is that and these cops I compared to Barney Fife at this point. they mailed us the accident report. They spelled her name wrong.
Ugh,
I'm like, Jesus Christ! She tried to get a hold of them the last couple days and hasn't been able to get a hold of them. Their voicemails full and bullshit like that.
Yeah,
like it seems like hit and miss. Like, I've dealt with like the best cops ever in this city. And then sometimes I deal with cops like this, which seem like they're not doing a damn thing and don't give a shit.
Welcome to a minority's world, Brakeman. I mean, that's what minorities go through on a day-to-day basis, man. It's not surprising to me.
It's like,
oh, you social justice warriors.
I know. I know. I knew it. I knew that was coming.
So that her car is absolutely totaled. And if they could – I wish I could show you guys in chat, but – because it's rare to see a car happen – to actually catch on video a car getting demolished. We just happen to live across the street from a security and –
on my Facebook page.
Well, I gave him the video. Oh, they're going to go on your Facebook page? I can link the Facebook page.
Oh, shit.
I got to
get
it out there.
Yeah, give me the – put that in chat, Brakeman.
I don't know. I got to figure out Facebook now. Jesus.
Oh, okay. Freak 5 says his Sweeto and Stinko was the fact that he was going to get a couple of extra hours to himself on a day when his kids were going to a school club. And when he got home, his mother-in-law was there. So Ooh. The first part was a Sweeto and the second part was a Stinko. I can see that. All right. Let's see. What have you been playing? And we did that. Stinko's. Who am I missing? I did Eric's, Brakeman's. Mug, your Stinko of the week.
My Stinkos. Well, basically everything to do with Trump.
Yeah.
But particularly the immediate removal of all mentions of LGBT rights, climate change, and civil rights pages from WhiteHouse.gov, like within an hour of the inauguration.
Well, you know what that has to do with, man. I mean, if his cabinet picks were any indication, like, this stuff is just going to be the norm, which sucks.
Oh, I'm aware that, but that doesn't make it any less of a stinko.
No, right.
And I learned a few things about the switch that that really, really put me off even more. The one thing in particular, finding out that the system is apparently not especially powerful.
That's not news. That's not news.
Yeah, it's just finding out like the I saw like apparently like Breath of the Wild is going to run at 900p on the Switch when it's docked, 720p undocked. I was like, that's, and it's like it's not even going to be able to maintain 60 frames per second. I was like, that's disappointing. Just because, you know, and just because I would think like, okay, this is your next console, your next step up. I would hope for, you know, generally Nintendo's done kind of like modest power increases ever since the pretty much ever since the GameCube. But this feels like mostly a lateral move. But the thing that really put me off, then I was like, that's downright insulting, was their really, really shitty online service setup.
Yeah.
Well, as it stands right now, then it might improve over time. But
well, hopefully. But the main thing I was talking about, how, you know, like each of the like Xbox, you know, Xbox Live Gold and PlayStation Plus, they have their incentives program where, like, you know, they you have your free PS Plus games that you get as long as you maintain your subscription, or the games with gold for Xbox Live. And the Switch's, like Nintendo's idea of this, that, you know, their little emphasis is that they're going to loan you a single ROM for a single month, then it goes away again.
Hmm.
No, like, that is, that's awful.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's not good.
I guess what gets me about that is, like, you know, when I saw stuff about, like, the, you know, the, like the Joy-Cons and the motion controls and shit like that, I'm like, great, the Wii U, it's the Wii all over again.
About that rental thing is that it, because basically it is a rental. Even if you turn the game on, like if you download it for the first time on the 30th.
Well, think about it this way. eShop games might still have like an Xbox Games with Gold type of deal going on, which actually might make sense. But virtual console games, they probably want you to buy those because they're first party.
Yeah, but the thing is, the simple fact is they're still selling you, like, and it's not even like, you know, N64 games or GameCube games or anything like that. It's just NES and Super Nintendo games. At a minimum, these games are going to be 22 years old.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure the Neo Geo and even the TurboGrafx-16 are going to be platforms for the VC.
Yeah.
That may be, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the stuff they're giving away, like, well, quote-unquote giving away with their online service. You know, they're loaning you a ROM file that you could, you know, just go and download for free, and, you know, and not even letting you keep it afterwards. I mean, it's like it's Nintendo's like bass-ackwards idea of what their games should be worth after decades.
Yeah,
and $5 for a Super Nintendo game. Okay, it's a little bit of a stretch at this point in time, considering that you can get that for, like, just, well, hell, look at the PlayStation Flash sale we just looked at. Some really good games, modern games, for $5.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
But like an NES game should not cost more than $1 at this point.
I totally agree with you on that, Mug. What I don't, like, Breakman made a very good point. It's not like you can buy it on the 30th and get 30 days. Like, on the 1st, it expires. That's bullshit, man. Like, that's going to change real quick. I guarantee you that.
I don't know about that. Those games,
they should, it probably won't. Nintendo is notoriously stubborn about that kind
of
thing.
Well, then they're going to lose a ton of sales that way.
In other words, Nintendo still can't get online right.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, the thing is, what they should do is, like, if they're going to give you these games, let you keep them.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this week you get, you know, it's like, it doesn't even have to be anything major. This week you get Skyblazer. Hey, it's a, you know, it's a pretty decent game that a lot of people never played. Cool. But it's like, and this game's in your library. You can have it, you know, you can, you know, get it anytime you want.
I just hope that they improve their virtual console offerings instead of trickling them down to the point where they almost don't do it ever.
And, I know, and that's the thing.
And more titles that should have showed up on the Virtual Console in the Wii and the Wii U eras, I want them to show up. I want to play the Soul Blazer trilogy. I want to play even the European-only Terranigma. But
I have a question.
Do you have to buy games for the N64?
Mm-hmm. If you bought a game on the Virtual Console for the Wii or the Wii U, do you have to rebuy them now?
No. It's more like we don't know yet, we're not willing to tell you.
That's
yet.
The way it's worked previously.
Yeah.
Like purchases on one system do not carry over to another. Not even
they
another
have said
of the same
they have
system.
Said that with the new Nintendo network in place, purchases will be tied to account finally.
Yeah.
But that's not going to apply
it's not
retroactively.
Solve the Virtual Console problem though.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, it's not going to apply retroactively. It's the thing. It's like you could have bought.
Well, it may or may over. Not. Article implied that they're working on it. Which means that currently it probably doesn't.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Myshtinko real quick because I want to get to this. Dungeon Buster mentioned something in chat. I did not watch the inauguration today because, everybody knows how I feel about
Shipbag. I wasn't about to. So.
Yeah. I didn't want to give any more ratings to that.
I wanted to play Dragon Quest.
I didn't want to give any cable. I have a story
that I would like to read.
Okay. Go ahead.
I won't say who it's from because Mario will be mad.
Go ahead.
This is going to be a little long. In the gym today, there was one of these ridiculously good-looking women in here, and this is coming to him from third party. Basically, all the dudes are going around lifting extra heavy weight and walking with the chest pump out to impress her. I head to a somewhat secluded corner to do some finishing stretches. Shortly afterwards, I see this woman out of the corner of my eye. I pop out an earbud, hoping this is going to lead the conversation. And, of course, it didn't. Instead, she turns her ass to the corner, not seeing me on the other side of the rack, and lets out the most animal-like shits I've ever heard. I know everybody farts, but I swear her diet consists of baby diapers, Thai food, and stagnant swamp water. I couldn't ignore it. I said, holy shit. Her eyes opened as wide as her asshole. She turned me red, grabbed her shit, and immediately jumped ship. Poor girl needs a colonoscopy. This dude should be a writer.
I read that story too. I had to laugh at that, man. That's pretty funny. But the Trump speech, Dungeon Buster in chat earlier mentioned that they compared his speech to Bane's speech in Dark Knight Rises. And I couldn't agree more. I saw them side by side. That dude completely ripped off Bane's speech. And if that doesn't tell you anything you need to know about Trump, I don't know what does, man. It was scary similar.
I will say, if Trump decides to put on a Bane mask and talk like that for the rest of his tenure as presidency, I will survive.
That'd be awesome.
Survive laughing as he's raping you. That's what's going to happen, man. But
speaking of raping, he's killed one of Obama's proposals that would have saved a lot of low-income homeowners some money. But no, of course not.
No, dude, look at his cabinet picks. You know what's going to happen. I saw the confirmation hearings for Betsy DeVos and Tillerson, and who was the other one that Bernie and Warren and even Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine destroyed Betsy DeVos in that confirmation hearing. It was crazy.
See, what gets me about those confirmation hearings is, like, if there's no chance that they can be stopped or, like, kept
why
out,
do they
what's
even
the
have
point
them?
Of having them?
Yeah, why do they even have them? It's stupid. It's ridiculous. I agree with you.
Like, with Betsy DeVos, it's, like, it's made plainly obvious that every single fucking turn, every question she asks, she is grossly, unprepared to be, you know. I mean, like, what Bernie asked her, it's like, if you had not donated $9.2 million to the Trump campaign, do you think you'd be here?
Right.
Rick Perry agreed to do a job that he had no idea what he was doing.
Headlights.
Tim
Kaine, that was the look on her face.
Kane's question for her was the most interesting, in my opinion, because he's like, he cornered her. He's like, do you believe that federal education, the budget should go equally to public and charter schools? And she says, I believe there should be a budget. Like, she, you know, just so stupid. I mean, she's a moron. She is a moron of the highest order. How she's a billionaire is...
She didn't earn any of it. She's never worked a day in her life.
I know.
She's
like here. Trump.
It's so stupid. Like, these people, Tillerson's another idiot. The other one was, let's see, it was Tillerson, DeVos, Carson's a fucking moron. He's a brilliant neurosurgeon, but he's a fucking moron. And then there was one more. I can't remember who the other one was that I was like, these people.
Actually, the one good thing I've seen, they're fucking keeping Francis Collins in it that has the head of NIH.
Rick Perry as the head of the energy department. I'm like, really? Rick fucking Perry, who wanted to get rid of the department without even knowing what that department does.
Yeah, and only just now learning what it did. And I've changed my mind. It's like, it's funny what a little knowledge can do for you, huh?
Right, right. I watched a Young Turks video on it, and the previous two heads of the energy department were like renowned physicists and scientists. Yeah. And what has Rick Perry done? He has a degree in animal husbandry. And he was a cheerleader.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a cheerleader at Texas A&M. Woo! Give me an E, give me an N, give me an E, you know, like, come on, man. Rick fucking Perry, what a dumbass. So that's my let's move on to Sweetos. I'll do mine real quick. Great Wick, I had one of the greatest weeks I've ever had with Wiz. She is amazing. I hope you guys like her as much as I do. I'm sure you will. She's such a sweetheart. She's a beautiful woman. She's a hard-working woman. She owns her own business. What can I say about Wiz? You're awesome.
What I'm getting here is that she's too good for you. She should run
you know
away
what?
Quicker.
I would not disagree with that in the least at all. The other is Anonymous. Anonymous is vowing they should have did it during the election cycle, but they're going to start releasing a lot of information about Donald Trump, which I hope gets verified, and I hope it leads to his impeachment real soon. And my final Sweeto of the week, I was privileged to watch a series of videos with Breakman versus Weiland on... I don't know where you guys played it or how it was recorded, but Weiland uploaded them to YouTube. It was funny watching these videos. At first, I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty competitive. Breakman's doing all right. And then I realized Weiland was totally, totally letting Breakman like have like a kind of a head start. And all of a sudden, you just see Weiland do these like insane combos and blocking this and that from Breakman. I'm talking about... Killer Instinct. It was.
I didn't watch the videos. Did he upload the one where at one point I started taunting him just to do it? You know, just to fuck with him. I turned to Mrs. Breakman and I said, "Watch, he's gonna make me pay for that." Next thing he did was like a 99 hit combo.
Oh, Weiland beat the living hell out of Breakman. There was, you know, what made me laugh in the first video I saw. Like, he beat Breakman after kind of toying with him, and then he just like nonchalantly goes over to Breakman's character and just like teabags him a couple of times and walks back. it was so funny, man. It was so funny. Like it was literally the funniest thing I've seen in a while. All right, that's my Sweeto. Moria, your Sweetos of the week.
Well, my Sweetos, I'm still selling off stuff on eBay, and that's mostly going well, although I had to take a return on one thing, which kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But my amazingly awesome girlfriend got me, she decided to, you know, she bought me some stuff, and she bought me Final Fantasy 15 and Rise of the Tomb Raider and a couple of movies, one of which is a live-action Corpse Party movie. And oh my God, it is legendarily bad. You guys have to see this.
Oh my God, dude, where can I see that?
Is it worse than a Sweet Home movie?
I haven't seen it. But this is like Japanese Mortal Kombat Annihilation bad. It is spectacular. It's like these long static shots of like nothing happening, and the effects are so bad. Like, they cut out most of the characters. A lot of shit just, like, plain doesn't happen. It's like there's, you know, one of the three kids that's, you know, one of the three murdered kids is just gone because why not? And it's like the acting is so, like, super stilted. Like, even for Japanese acting, it's really stilted. And I was just like,
oh, this is so painful. But she also, I mean, this is actually, it's been released domestically. It's out on Blu-ray from Switchblade Pictures. But she also got me the Blu-ray of Corpse Party Tortured Souls, like the 4-episode anime.
That's awesome, so, man. That's really
cool. That released domestically?
Yeah, they're both U.S. releases. Mm. Like the Corpse Party anime one was put out by Maiden Japan.
Did they ever come out with the High School of the Dead season 2 yet here or no? Because
I don't think so.
I kind of like
it. I started watching that show, and I watched like the first couple episodes. And I was like, this isn't bad. It's just like, God, all the fucking fan service was so annoying.
Yeah, but still, I'll take that. But yeah, besides that, I thought it was pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was animated by Madhouse, and so of course it looks fantastic. And because essentially everything they touch looks amazing.
Yeah. No, it looks good. All right.
One last thing. Speaking of anime, I don't know if you guys have seen it or if you care about Gravity Rush at all, but go on YouTube and look up Gravity Rush. I think it's called Overture.
Yeah.
And it's like this, it's this like 18-minute, short anime thing. And it's done, it's CG anime, and it's done by, I thought it was like Studio YG or something like that, who's like known for doing this kind of stuff. And it looks absolutely fantastic. To check it out. I mean, it's it's bite size and it's really fun, and it's like, okay, this is really enjoyable.
Speaking of Gravity Rush, I couldn't find a copy of Gravity Rush Remastered anywhere that was reasonably cheap. So I went to eBay and found a Russian copy someone was selling in Russia for like $32, and I had to pay like $9 shipping. So I was like, it's probably my only chance to get it, so I went with it.
Yeah.
Is it in Russian?
No, it is. I think for Europe, they just put all the languages they could on the disc. So it includes Russian, English, Spanish, German, Italian, French.
That's funny because like they used to not be that way because Russia is not actually part of Europe. So
I know. So it's like, I think the game is like it may be just a Peggy game that they just relabeled.
Could be.
All right. Let's move on. Breakman, your sweeto.
My sweeto goes to the local news companies and to the – oh, and that actually reminds me of another stinko. If you watch that video, you'll notice there are several cars that drive by after – they had to have seen it. At least a couple of those people had to have seen what happened. They just drove around it. So fuck those people too.
Yeah, those people suck.
Now, there were people, several neighbors came out and helped us, and they were calling the cops, too, like, why aren't you guys here yet, and such like that, and helping us, like, investigate it. And local news stations, Channel 5 and Channel 12, or Channel 5 and Channel 19, interviewed both me and Mrs. Brickman. Well, 19 interviewed her, but 5 interviewed both of us, and they were here, and they made it their top story of the night, and it's pretty great that recognition because it's going to help us catch the person. And I said when they interviewed me, I said they were a coward that night. You can see when I run out there going after the car to find out catch up to them, like what happened. They take off.
Yeah.
I they're cowardly move, but I said you still have time before before you get caught that you can turn yourself in.
Yeah,
and make it easy on everybody.
Yep.
But since then, since the video and before even the news, I think we've been getting people from Facebook and such like that who live in the area calling and giving us tips and stuff like that, and we may know who did it.
Good.
Yeah, but the problem is right now we have Barney Fife as our police officer. Unless he gets on his ass and does it, in which case I will. In which case, next week, Sweeto, we caught him, and I appreciate the work of the fine officers who did it. Until then, we have yet to see that they've done anything.
Hey, what the punishment should be if they catch this guy, girl, guys, gals, mixture, whatever. You know what the punishment should be? It should be listen to this like 24 hours a day for like a year.
call, Frank. Oh.
That's what the punishment should be.
Why are you punishing us?
No, I'm not.
It doesn't work as well if they can't see the video.
I'm just saying.
They have to watch the video too.
Yeah, that's what they should make that person listen to, like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right, let's – anything else break for your sweeto, or are you good? Nothing?
No, that's it until we catch the person who did it.
Yeah, exactly.
If we're right, it's a person, it's a man, and he's a coward.
Yeah, for sure.
By the time I ran a couple blocks before I was like, okay, I can't run anymore. I'm winded, and I'm just like, he keeps driving. What's he afraid of now? I'm fucking winded. Like, he could come kick my ass if he wanted to. I wasn't necessarily running in there and going to, like, throw punches. Like, I wanted to, like, you know, stop him, talk to him, find out what's going on, get our insurance involved, you know?
I would have just got the license plate number and called
I couldn't get that close. It was raining and it was dark that night.
All right, I said,
once they saw me coming out the door, like, running, they're like, time to go.
Yeah.
And this was at 8:45 last Friday.
Freak Five is
dark out. It was raining.
Yeah, no, I know, man. Freak Five is exiled. I'm not going to read his comment. Sweeto of the week, to you, Eric. What is your sweeto this week?
Dragon Quest VIII.
Yes, the greatest game of all time. Just shut up, Mug. I don't want to hear your shit.
Did somebody pay you to play it, and that's why it's your sweeto?
Breakman, don't get on Mug's level.
That is the only way that would explain why he's so fixated on it. I think he's a shill.
I hate you guys. I really do. I'm walking off.
He gets paid by Square Enix.
God,
yeah, I know.
And Freak Pie says at least you are exiled, you son of a bitch.
If you want to punish him,
Frank
says Frank, Freak Pie chaos.
Frank Branches is actually. A Splinter Cell for Square Enix.
Splinter Cell.
If you want to punish
just this game and only this game.
You make him listen to RP Grinders 24/7, at least the first few seasons before Mug and Break on the show.
Oh my god, I hate you. I hate you, Breakman. I hate you, Freak Five.
I'm just reading chat!
And I hate you, Mug. I hate all of you. Eric, you're okay, because you don't bash Dragon Quest VIII. All right. Let's see. What else do we got? Do we have any free-for-alls, facts, film? Reviews. Do we have reviews? Yes, we do. It looks like, Eric, you have a review this week.
Yeah, I decided I wanted to
Hold on a second before we...
And I highly regret it, least I was talking to my brother the entire time I was watching, down the shittiness.
Eric, hang on.
But I saw Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Yeah, before you get to that, what were you going to say, Breakman?
Waylon in chat said that he is going to go to Combo Breaker, and he said that what happened to him, or what happened to me, is probably going to happen to him there. I was trying to find the exact quote.
Highly doubt that, man. Holy shit, that guy.
Yeah, that's what I said. If taxes don't rake me over the coals, he's probably going to go to Combo Breaker again this year.
All right.
To get bodied in Killer Instinct. And he says he's waiting for Bethesda to send him his 1099. Mm.
All right.
Yeah. Are taxes going to be later this year? I thought I heard that somewhere.
Yeah. They are. That's the rhetoric coming from all the – what you call it, companies, the tax.
It's hard to tell sometimes, or if it's just somebody, if you hear it in passing or read it in passing or something, you know.
Freak is exiled times 10. He says, I now realize in his whiz's defense of dating Frank is better than Dragon Quest VIII. I hate you.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
Oh God! I hate you, Mug. I hate you.
I think we may have just found the thing that's just as bad as Dragon Quest VIII. It's dating Frank.
Oh God! I hate you guys. I hate you guys so much. I'm walking off the show. I swear, the security guard is calling my name. All right, Eric. Fantastic Four, Rise of the Shitty Silver Surfer movie. Rise of the Silver Surfer. Go ahead.
Oh, man, where do I even begin with this fucking shit movie?
You could just give it a score and we can move on. That would be cool.
You don't want to rip this movie to shreds?
It's 2007, and it has some of the worst CG even for that time period. It's like Silver Surfer is like... He basically looks like Durrell from Virtua Fighter 3. That specific version of Durrell.
If you just say that movie has some of the worst of... You can just end the sentence right there.
Well, see, here's something. Actually, hang on a second. Hang on a second. For a lot of the movie, Silver Surfer's not CG.
I know, but I'm talking about like the shiny parts. They look like T-1000-ish, basically.
Yeah.
But anyways, it spends like more than – I feel like more than half the movie is spent with them doing relatively nothing that's relevant to the immediate plot of Galactus coming to the Earth and wrecking shit. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Galactus, he doesn't even have a face, doesn't talk. He's just a natural disaster, which is boring and lame.
I thought it was like a bunch of little robots was Galactus in that movie.
No. Galactus is supposed to be this big-ass like –
No, but in the movie, I thought it was...
No, he's like this giant cloud.
He's like this giant cloud.
From Final Fantasy III, basically.
See, I have to say that I actually kind of enjoyed the movie. It's not a good movie, but it's not. I've seen far, far worse. It is way better than X-Men Apocalypse, I'll say that.
And Doom is back, but... Because
X-Men Apocalypse does have a really cool scene. That scene where Quicksilver saves everybody in the house while they're playing that 80s song, that was actually a really cool scene.
Anyways, Doom is back, and Miss Fantastic, she's getting married in this, so I guess I could call her Mrs.? But anyways, questions him about this, and well, of course he never answers, so we never learn how the fuck he escaped his predicament in the end of the last movie. Well, the fact that he's there is pretty boring in itself because you're reusing a villain again. Yay. It's like,
okay. Not only that, it's one of your iconic villains and you make him completely forgettable.
Yeah. And basically amounts to him trying to forge an alliance with the Silver Surfer, failing, them capturing Silver Surfer because they think he's a bad guy, and him stealing his board because he needs more power because it's Doom. But seeing him ride the fucking surfboard though is just ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's one thing about that movie they kind of got right was the Silver Surfer on his surfboard. So I can't like I don't know.
I really liked the final conflict of the movie though. Like the power absorption and everything. I was like, that's neat.
Versus that giant cloud.
They should have saved that for Captain Marvel, not Captain
Galactus. I liked the first Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, it was okay.
Like that one.
No, I didn't.
Like this one?
Yeah, just don't watch this movie. Yeah. It's terrible. I'm giving it a 2.
It is not that bad.
It's that bad. It is that bad.
It's better when you're not really watching it and you're talking with your brother over PlayStation
Live.
Oh, my
God. It's so bad.
Dungeon Buster says they ruined Doom's origin with the first movie and just rubbed the salt in with the Rise of the Silver Surfer.
They totally did, man. Doom is such a better character.
What I liked about the first movie was like them just being – like living together and like Johnny Storm and Thing just fucking with each other type stuff.
Yeah,
you know? Like
it's kinda...
like I just like them like getting along. But like you're right about Doom. Like
they really
let's take
Doom.
One of the most iconic villains in history and make him lame.
Is lame
the best word to describe?
I really
Doctor Doom has always kind of been lame in my
opinion.
Never found him a compelling villain.
Oh my god, dude! Doom is one of the greatest villains of all time, man. They totally screwed him up, man. I wish would happen is a Fantastic Four.
I'll be back next week with Fantastic Four with a four in its title.
I really wish.
I've heard that one's really bad.
Hey, guys, I really wish...
Even the director said that one's bad.
Guys, I really wish they would give Fantastic Four and Doom to Marvel. They would do a much better job of them justice, I especially Doom, man. Doom deserves so much better. He's such a good character in the comics.
Although this movie reminded me just how awful Thing looks. He basically looks like a tumor.
Yeah. All right. Is that it, Eric? I'm going to move on to my very quick review. I had the opportunity to go with Wiz and her daughter to see a movie called Split with McAvoy. What's his name?
James McAvoy.
That's his name. It is a fantastic movie.
What was it called again?
Split.
Oh, okay.
This movie is so good, man. Wiz couldn't watch most of it because she's not into scary movies. She had to cover her face, and it really is kind of terrifying. Like, the tension in that movie, like, it's billed as a psychological horror movie or psychological thriller, but it make no mistake, it's a horror movie. There's no question about it. It is probably among the upper echelon of performances I've seen from a single actor in a long time. McAvoy is fantastic. And if he does not get an Oscar nomination next year for this role, I don't know what they're looking at for acting, because he was awesome. I'm not going to spoil anything. I don't want to spoil. It's basically involving a man that has multiple personalities. And that's pretty much all I'm going to give you, because it just builds and builds and builds. It's awesome.
I watched a review on YouTube earlier. It was basically talking about how, like, you know, where this movie falls a little short is most like in typical Shyamalan fashion is in the supporting characters. But like where it's weak, James McAvoy takes up the slack.
Oh,
because he really just kind of kills it throughout the movie.
And you know what? It actually did have a good supporting character. There were three supporting characters for the most part in the movie, but the one is absolutely fantastic. I can't remember her name. Her last name is Taylor. She was excellent. She's been in other movies too. She was in a movie called Morgan that I saw that wasn't really super good. I like the concept of Morgan, but the execution of that movie wasn't very good. But she's been in some horror. She was in The Witch, which I think was a great movie. I know it was kind of slow, but I like that movie. Split is, in my opinion, gets an 8 out of 10. I really enjoyed that movie. There's a surprise. If you like superhero movies, there's a little tiny surprise at the end that I'm not going to spoil for you. Make sure you stay after the credits a little bit. There's something there that might interest you. That's pretty cool. Weiland says, I've heard Split's really good. Definitely go see it, Weiland. You'll really like it. Like, M. Night Shyamalan, I'm not a huge fan of, but this movie, he really got himself. This one and the last one called The Visit were super good. Yeah. You should definitely watch those movies. And now, Mug, your review for La La Land, which I've been curious about.
I actually went into it completely blind. My girlfriend went and saw it, and she said she really liked it. I was like, sure, I'll give it a shot. It's like, it's a musical, although it's very low key as musicals go. I can think that throughout the entire course of the film, there's maybe like five songs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling with a small role by J.K. Simmons, who is always awesome.
Yeah, he's great, no question.
Yeah, but it's basically about like Ryan Gosling's character is this guy who's he's a jazz pianist, and he wants to he wants to open his own jazz bar, and Emma Stone's character is this she's an aspiring actress, and they kind of they meet each other, and it's like that the initial meeting is awkward, to put it mildly. And later on, they kind of meet cute, and there's a little musical number and everything. And it's like, it's a very sweet story. The acting is really good. The chemistry between the two actors is fantastic. Emma Stone, this was a movie where I was just like, I kind of liked Emma Stone anyway. I was just like, she seems likable. She seems, skilled and everything. It's like, oh, wow. She's actually really, really, she's like an extremely talented actress. And she has a really nice voice too. But one of the things that really got me about this movie, because I remember when I watched it at first, is the opening musical number is like really big and bombastic, but it's and lots of stuff going on, because it all takes place in this stopped up
highway, like there's like a bridge overpass thing, where like everyone stops and then everyone's stopped due to traffic, and people start getting out of the cars and going through the musical number. What's impressive about this is that the entire, like almost all these musical numbers are all done in one long master take.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like what? You see all these people, all these interlocking pieces working together, and it all just comes, and it's almost like that that massive fight scene in The Protector, like where he's climbing up the stairs of that hotel, and it's like this one long master take, and it's like everything, all these pieces coming together, all that choreography. And I mean, it's because it's the same kind of thing. It's like cause it's just a musical number and it's but and not a fight scene, but it's still choreographed to dance essentially.
Right.
Oh, that just makes me think of Daredevil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like those awesome fight scenes they do. Those one take fight scenes are absolutely amazing.
Master takes are the and that's actually one of the reasons why like the original Mortal Kombat movie worked because they shot in master takes and they cut between them instead of just you know putting the fight together in editing, but. Either way, it's like, and for the most part, it's like, you know, the movie's like, okay, this, you know, it's pretty good. This is enjoyable. And it's like, it's in the last 15 minutes or so, it's just like, the movie just kind of pushed itself over the top. It was like, oh, well, that was actually extremely good. I really enjoyed that. So I was, and, you know, I'm not opposed to musicals. I'm not like a massive fan of musicals, but this one was actually really, really good. I'd recommend it if you're, you know.
I know why.
It is a romance movie. I mean, it is like, yeah, but it's like, it has this feel of an old, it's like this movie could have come out 70 years ago and felt perfectly at home, except it's set in the modern day and there's like all the modern trappings and, you know, iPads and cell phones and all that kind of stuff.
I figured it out. I know exactly. I got you pegged, Mug. I know exactly why you saw La La Land. This isn't a movie that normally you or I or anybody on the crew would go see, man. This is purely your girlfriend saying, you better get used to movies like this, my friend. That's what it is.
It's not actually. She saw it and she said, you know, if you want to go, I'll buy you a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you want to go. It was more like, you're going to come see this movie with me, motherfucker. That's what it is.
At what point did she say musical and you're like, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I've never had a problem with musicals.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorite movies is Little Shop of Horrors. So.
I like Little Shop of Horrors. There's nothing wrong with
Little Shop of Horrors is a fantastic film, especially the director's cut.
It's pretty good. It's not better than Dragon Quest VIII, but it's pretty good.
The fuck it's not. Does Dragon Quest VIII have Levi Stubbs?
No,
it does not, sir.
What the hell? I can't even remember the goddamn movie's name. Does Little Shop of Horrors
Does Dragon Quest VIII have Rick Moranis?
Oh God,
Rick Moranis does make everything better.
One of the
does really Dragon Quest VIII have?
I really wish Rick Moranis would unretire because he is amazing.
All I gotta say, he's
a fantastic actor.
Does Little Shop of Horrors have Yangus?
He makes everything better.
Huh? Does Little Shop of Horrors have Yangus or Jessica or Angelo?
The more important question: does Yangus matter to anyone who matters? The answer is no.
It does.
So
it does.
Back to the point:
matters to the only person that matters. Me.
Does
so,
Dragon you know. Quest VIII have amazing puppetry work from Jim Henson's workshop?
Oh my God!
No,
I hate your guts, man. I just hate your guts.
We are talking about one of the greatest movies ever made.
We're talking about nothing that is better than Dragon Quest VIII, except like you know going out.
There are some musical movies that are good because he brings up South Park movie.
Yeah.
Okay. If you consider that a musical, which I don't, I consider it a comedy.
How can you not, dude? Like, there's like 12 musical. Different musical numbers through it that are all used to advance the story. It's like the very definition of a musical.
Weiland said he saw Mortal Kombat Annihilation in the theater opening night.
I saw it, and I loved it. It was so bad. It's like actually, there's this what's his name, Chris Stuckman on YouTube. He does these things called Hilariosity reviews. Where he'll go and he'll review some incredibly bad, like notoriously bad movie.
Yeah.
And there's one that he did one for Mortal Kombat Annihilation. I was like, ooh, I'm going to love this because I adore that movie. It's one of the worst movies ever made.
Yeah.
It's not the worst video game movie, but it's still bad. And I love like the Mortal Kombat fiction. Like and some of the fiction is so terrible.
It's incredibly cheesy, but it's fun. I love the characters and everything.
Annihilation.
Yeah, Annihilation.
See, the thing is, you have to go into Annihilation
and just expect, you know, don't go into it. It's like, this is a Mortal Kombat movie. It's like, no, this is just an incredibly entertainingly awful movie. Because,
yeah, I mean, because I guess when if you first watch this bad movie, it can be good. There are movies like Double Dragon, which just it's just too terrible to be even good.
That one's true. Actually, another one that is also so bad it's good. There are actually a couple of others.
I think Super Mario Brothers is too bad. It is so bad it's good too. Actually,
yeah. Actually, fighting game movies tend to be so bad they're good. Like the Street Fighter movie, Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Street Fighter has some great lines. There's some
another one that's so bad it's good is Dead or Alive.
Oh God, movie.
Would you argue the Street Fighter animated movie was kind of bad?
I would say it's definitely bad. Because I was talking about this with my friend Chris about the Street Fighter 2 animated movie.
What
was funny is because we both saw the movie originally without subtitles before either of us understood Japanese at all. And we were just listening to this and just watching the fight scenes and everything. It's like, God, it was just, imagine how cool it must be what they're talking about. Then you see it subtitled or dubbed and you're just like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, comprehension did not help appreciation at all in this case.
Yeah.
Well, once the Street Fighter is miles better than MK Miles. Yeah, but there are a lot of problems with Street Fighter. Not only that, one of them being that the soldiers and the uniforms that they used for those soldiers were made for the original G.I. Joe movie. They weren't even made for that movie.
Well, see,
I mean, the original G.I. Joe movie did not come out. The original live action one.
Yeah, well, Street Fighter is a better made movie than Mortal Kombat Annihilation. It is not a more entertaining movie than Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
I think it is because
hang on. When you see Liu Kang swinging back, like grab a sword, swinging back and forth on chains over a cage with Charcotans, you know, the Baraka types, and just slashing back and forth, like we're talking like genuine Errol Flynn shit. Like, out of nowhere. And it's like, this fight's done. Then Shiva shows up and gets unceremoniously squashed because literally they couldn't afford to keep animating her arms.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, that movie's
Street
really
Fighter
bad.
Had Raul Julia, who chewed every scene he was in.
This
literally.
Is true. Like, I mean, Raul Julia is the reason to watch Street Fighter.
Oh, my God. Raul Julia was a great actor. Great actor.
Julia or Julian?
Yeah. Julia.
Okay, yeah, he was a fantastic actor.
He was. I wish that guy would have lived into his 80s, man. That guy was so good. I
would have liked to have seen him do more Adam's Family movies.
Oh, like, man, he was
completely
so
owned that role.
So good, man. We're going to have to end the show, guys. No time for free-for-all this week. We're going to have to go with plugs. Mug, let's start with you.
All right, you can find me on Twitter or just about anywhere else. Find some Moria Mug, MoriaMug. Hit me up.
Yep. Breakman, your plugs, please. Oh, that was fantastic. I'm sure his...
Well, Eric said, I belch on the show a lot. I just figured I hadn't belched today, so I should
We have a new listener this week. His whiz in chat, and this guy fucking burps. That's fantastic, man. Your plug.
Well, welcome, listener. you can follow me at RP Grinders and at Break _ Man.
All right.
Twitter, and hopefully next week involves my sweeto of catching that bastard who totaled her car.
I hope so too, dude. And
I hope so, man. Hopefully your insurance will cover that in full for you.
Not so much.
Yeah,
that could have been their sweet stinko, but I didn't want to get into that.
Oh, geez, that sucks.
Yeah, and now we got to go car shopping and stuff like that because she needs a new car. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, well. Hopefully we get him, because apparently there's somebody who's either drunk or high on heroin or something like that. Just needs to be off the road.
Mm. Absolutely. No question about that. They need to pay for that, too, man. I mean, that stuff sucks, man. All right, Eric, your plugs, man.
You can find a few new reviews that I've done at BosterBatteria.com. I've got the Guilty Gear Zerd Revelator review, as well as Blaze Blue Central Fiction and Yakuza Zero.
Okay. Anything else, Eric?
There's other reviews at sites like TotalEGN.com, VogueNetwork.com, AustinGamers.com, GabeTactics.com.
All right. My plugs are as follows. I want to tell His Wiz in chat, thank you for joining. I've had a great week. It's been totally awesome. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. Thanks to every other chatter in chat, Dungeon Buster, Freak 5 Chaos, who else is in there? MXT was in there, and Wyland. Thank you guys so much. You guys rock. You guys know how I feel about you. Let's see. Ben, people's phones are just going off. That's awesome.
None of it is mine.
And that's awesome. Let's see. At RP Grinders, like Breakman said, big thanks to everybody here, my co-host, Breakman. Hope everything goes well for you, my friend, Moria Mug, and Eric, of course. They are the reason why this show is as good as it is, except maybe Mug, but, you know. And none of them are better than Dragon Quest VIII, just to let
you know. What's better than Dragon Quest VIII?
Nothing. Oh, you son of a bitch. You just had to get that in. Speaking of Dragon Quest VIII, the 3DS version is out. Please go out and buy it. Please support that game. I love it. It is really good. All jokes aside, it is a good game. Please buy it. Please support that game. I'm not a shill for Square Enix, and I don't normally support things except for this game. Please buy it. I want to see more Dragon Quest love here in the United States. Freak 5 says he's thinking about starting a WoW guild for Zombies Anonymous. His show, make sure you check out that show. It's about zombies and other cool stuff. Get a hold of Freak 5 Chaos on Twitter if you want to start that guild up. I saw Warcraft. Not half as bad as what I was expecting, but I have some comments on that game or that movie next week.
I need to see that. I'd like to.
It's not that bad.
I hear it's very hard to get into unless you're already familiar with the series lore.
It isn't, and I'll tell you why next week. I'll have a review of that next week.
You should listen to Jim Sterling and Connor and Zimmerman's commentary on that entire thing.
I'll only enjoy it if it's pro or.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this week. Thank you guys, everybody, for joining on the archives as well. We love you guys. We make sure you stay safe.
I just want to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
For the Horde.
Oh, get out of here. thanks, everybody, for joining. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Thanks, everybody. I hate Mug, I hate Mug. Mug sucks.
Not as much as your singing voice.